Control 1 to all units. The general report at week 17 of 20-week program for Earth takeover. Pre-commencement of Phase 6. Blue light subjects worldwide performed as projected and are training others to use their sixth sense. Now have powers of total mind reading and thought transference. As anticipated, a world council opposed to our plan now established. End of general report. Phase 6. Commence immediately. All units to continue oversee of defined areas from non-site zones until Earth takeover. Blanking procedure to be observed. Repeat, Phase 6. Commence now.
About a minute and a half, Captain.
Okay, Pete, hold us steady at 2.
Sir.
325 calling base. 325 calling base.
Go ahead, 325.
Holding steady at Mach 2, altitude 22,000.
Any sightings?
Negative re-sightings. Calm, clear, beautiful blue, not a saucer in sight. Same as every other week for the last 17. This could get boring.
Received your negative. Continue return sweep along down leg to base. With luck, you'll find saucers with cups on them.
Captain!
What is it?
God, I don't believe it. Base, are you still with me, Base?
Go ahead, 325.
Look, you're going to think I'm crazy, and I must admit I'd agree with you. Dropping back, Captain. My number two will confirm what I'm about to say.
What's going on, 325?
Base, I don't know how to tell you this. There's a young kid about 15 years old. He's flying alongside us, waving through the cockpit window.
The Silent Scream by Wally K. Daly, with James Lawrenson as Tom Harris and Hannah Gordon as his wife Sally, Colin Douglas as the Prime Minister, Peter Wickham as Silkin, and Donald Hewlett as A.P. Smith.
3 weeks to Armageddon, and the typists type away. Music sweet to ears of one such as me, who lives for the eternal tinkle of tea and the tinnicky ting of typewriters.
Coming.
Oh. Good day.
Can I help you?
Yes, of course you can. How sweet of you to offer. My card, a Smith, A.P. An innocuous little name, but enough to mark me out. My card. Rather good photograph, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Mr. Smith. Oh, Mr. Silkin told me to expect you. He's in with the PM and Cabinet at the moment. I wonder if you'd...
Take a seat. Love to. Exactly what I need at this moment in time. Huh. There we are. Better. Strolled across St. James's to get here. Checked the quality of this year's ducklings. A heart still youthful and feet grown old. A poetical tragedy. As I look back over a long, full and happy life, Miss, sorry, I'm Shirley, I didn't catch your name. Miss
Divine. Gloria Divine.
A song in itself. As I look back over a long, full and happy life, Miss Divine, I regret nothing but the parting of my youthful feet. Of pimples and puberty, oh, no, earlier, but feet irreplaceable. You're about to ask me if I'd like a cup of tea, how kind of you?
Well, yes, I was, but how did you know? You're not...
And now you're wondering, is he one of those dreadful sixth sensor people?
Oh, no,
written all over your face. But rest easy, my dear. I am no walking miracle man, far from it. But I do know all about the sixth sensors. All about them. From personal experience. Miss Divine.
Really? You're quite positive you're not...
Gloria.
Oh.
Has Mrs. Smith arrived?
Oh.
There you are, A.P. Come straight through.
Oh, please go in, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Gloria. Saved by the bell, eh, my dear? Or the timely intervention of Mr. Silkin. In I go, and minus a cup of tea. Well, such is the state of the crisis.
Good day, sir.
Welcome back, A.P. How's your trip?
Fine, sir.
Good. Take a seat. Prime Minister breathing down my neck. Wants the RM data regarding spread of the sixth sense power is worldwide now as well as local.
Been correlated yet?
Just waiting your report. Communications doing the rest of the world now. Should be up any time.
This new maintenance in our countries has taken all pleasure of discovery out of the job. My little bit of information gathering is bound to be echoed in every corner of the world.
True. But if you think RM section's got problems, think of the Secret Service boys, AP. Job centres of the world full of redundant spies. Countries falling over themselves to give up their greatest secrets for the common good. Hopeful of finding an answer to the unanswerable. If this alien threat's real, how can we stop it?
Aren't we a lucky world to find a common enemy after all these thousands of years? Suddenly we're all friends and all arms and armories point to the sky. Eyes ache with constant sky-searching as we kick remorselessly to our deadline, finding no comfort in the stars.
You want to report on your trip?
Yes, fine. Not an awful lot to say, really. People don't know what to believe, but are being fairly phlegmatic about it generally. If in doubt, do not. Seems to be the order of the day now. The panic's died down. The earlier riots when the news first broke won't be repeated, I don't think. But the people are uneasy. Funny things are happening in the world.
Mr. Harris and his fellow blue lightmen?
They're still trying to train their sixth sense followers to coordinate their powers worldwide and stand up to the aliens.
Their powers can be pretty devastating, as we both know.
Yes, extrasensory perception, telekinesis, telepathy, PSI, the whole shooting match rampant.
Is Harris having much success?
Not a great deal. I think the Central Office of Information film campaign is paying off handsomely. People are being frightened off from joining them. But the churches are packed. Every Sunday.
I only hope you're right about them being frightened off.
Oh, I am. The movement's a bit too ant-like for the common mind to accept easily, and mind-reading's creepy.
True. Cigarette?
No, thanks. We all like to hang on to our privacy, and I think that's why there's not many takers. Myself, for one. But there are the children.
Children?
Teens and upwards. They're flocking to it, lemming-like. The road to Tom Harris's Midlands base is awash with unwashed youth heading towards tomorrow's Nirvana. And if the power is real, that could present problems for Tom Harris as well as us. I think they should easily get out of hand.
Oi!
Me?
Yes, you. Where are you off to?
I'm going to Allingbury.
So what?
I'm going to join the Six Senses lot.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you going to join them?
Just fancy it, that's all.
Oh, should have more sense, bright-looking kid like you. You know it's going to be banned any day now, don't you?
It's not banned yet, is it? Still a free country, isn't it?
Watch your lips, Sonny. Right, I think you'd better come in with us for questioning. Back to the station house.
Why? What charge?
No charge. But if Neil be, we'll think of something. Vagrancy, abroad without parental consent, that sort of thing. How old are you?
14. I can go where I like. As I said, it's still a free country, isn't it?
What's your name?
Andy.
Right, Andy. I'm going to check you out, just in case. Name, address, date...
What's that? Leave him be. Those days are over. Where the hell did you come from? Charlie!
Okay, I saw it all.
Right, Wonder Boy, push off. We're not impressed with your sixth senses and your party tricks. We've been long enough around these borderlands of Tom Harris's place not to be overly awed by people arriving unexpectedly. Now, push off. Let's take him in peace. Otherwise,
don't
you'll...
be impertinent, little policeman.
What are you doing?
We young ones no longer have patience with such mindlessness. Crawl back to your car and drive off to continue your futile life. Stop playing your childish game so near to our territory. The aliens are coming. We have no time for your foolishness. We must prepare. Enjoy your last 3 weeks of sanity somewhere else.
What's happening to them? What are you doing to them? Stop it! Stop it! You'll kill them!
They deserve to die. But everybody who doesn't see the need to join we six senses deserves to die, and the police seem to be stupider than most. Go away, policeman. Warn your friends to stop interfering. Look at them, scuttle away. Too blind to see the need to take the power on offer. Fodder for the aliens, tomorrow's madmen. Now, you can go to our headquarters. It's just beyond that hill. You've changed your mind? Well, don't be frightened. It's the authorities that make us young ones irritable. You'll be safe. You'll learn control. It's fine, Andy. We can do anything. We're like gods. You can be one of us.
No. No, I have changed my mind. I want to go now. I want to go home.
Another one of tomorrow's madmen. In 3 weeks' time, when the aliens return, you'll be screaming with the rest and I won't even sympathise. Goodbye, stupid.
I must go, Sam.
At least finish your tea.
It's all right. I'm okay. I can hear a mind up at the crossroads. Young, 14 or so. Kid called Andy. Can you hear him? He wants to join us. He's been badly scared by something. Plucking up the courage to walk the last mile. I'd better...
Look, relax, Tom, please. I can hear him. Seems nice. I'm sure he'll wait. Oh, you look so tired. You need to rest as well as work.
So little time, Sal. There is so little time. There's only 3 more weeks before the aliens come back.
I'll be glad when that 20 weeks deadline is up so everyone can learn how stupid they were not to believe you and all the other blue light people.
Oh, don't say that,
Sal. They're stupid, Tom. Blind and stupid.
No, they're human.
And us?
Oh, I don't know what to believe anymore, Sal. Perhaps the press is right.
Where's Brian?
He's up north somewhere, trying to get people to join us.
Has he had any success?
Very little. This morning I opened my mind to him and it's the same reaction wherever he's been. First, disbelief. Then he performs a couple of tricks like a circus entertainer trying to please the crowd. Knocks a tree down by thinking about it or floats 6 foot off the ground. Anything stupid or childish like that to impress them. And each time he felt a wave of fear wash over him. He let me share the memory. It was frightening, Sal. It was frightening. And then most of them turned down the offer of being trained.
What's happening in other countries?
Exactly the same. I linked into the Blue Light Network last night and spoke to everyone like me, worldwide. The same despondency. We failed, Sal. We all know we failed, and it's hard to live with. Only kids come to us. Right around the globe, it's only kids. The adults mostly don't want to know.
And the kids don't help what you're trying to do, and all the tricks they've been getting up to, frightening people.
I know, but what can you do? They're all we've got, Sal. Just kids. You, Brian, and a few local villagers here. That's all we've got in England to fight off an alien threat. What can we do, sir?
I just hope that they mature very quickly. They're deliberately abusing their powers, behaving like little Hitlers.
Yeah. I'll go and collect Andy. Try to persuade him how serious it all is. Perhaps he'll listen to me, and not to the other youngsters.
Perhaps.
Well, Durkin's report makes it quite clear. The 6 senses will have to be banned.
All right, it's 7 o'clock. So we ban them. How do you propose to enforce the ban?
Prime Minister, you have no right to talk to me in that fashion. I would remind you that we are now a coalition, and I demand to be treated with all due respect.
The Prime Minister is right. Unenforceable legislation is worthless.
We'll make it enforceable.
How?
If we were in control of the situation, we'd have seen by now that you'd be
failed. Hang on. Right. Let's yet again quietly state the case. We've got to go on believing that the alien message delivered to us 17 weeks ago that they intended to take us over is true. While convincing the public it's not.
Oh, why not let the public make up their own minds what to believe?
Because it's World Council policy, Freddy, that's why. We can't afford to have riots like the first week after the sources appeared. We got off light in this country. America was awash with blood, and China just as bad.
Mass hallucination. Oh, don't worry.
Whether the flying saucers were hallucinations or not, it happened. All over the world, every capital city saw one appear. We saw ours ourselves, outside that very window. And each country had its own blue light blokes. Normal blokes like Tom Harris, whipped off for a 10-day trip, and then delivered back with their 6 sense revealed, capable of reading other people's minds, thoughts, secrets, nightmares, acting like bleeding supermen, and delivering their alien messages direct to heads of government.
Except for training by Tom Harris, or go mad.
Aye, and 20 weeks to make our minds up. Give in to their terms, accept the training, or have a world madness.
There's enough madness in the first week. Never mind 20.
That was nothing to do with the aliens, Marty. Just general panic reaction. The World Council thing soon stopped that. Once you've got a policy for the whole world, an agreement, there'll be no more hostilities till we've sorted these aliens out, you can soon get the press calming the people down and convincing them it's all baloney.
Yes, but we happen to know that it's not baloney. But what happens in 3 weeks' time when the aliens whip off this protective colour thing and we all receive this sixth sensibility, when it pours into every mind in the world?
We'll all be screaming wrecks within days.
Exactly.
That's where Umbrella comes in.
Hmm? Umbrella?
Aye, Umbrella. Now we come to the good news. Remember when the Americans tried to quarantine their blue light bloke in the early days?
You mean when a whole town was wiped out?
50,000 people dead, including troops. Everyone except their blue light man, in fact. Well, they switched on a machine. Silkin.
Sir?
Get it on the desk from underneath there.
All right, sir.
Well, come on, give him a hand. Right. As I was saying, they switched on a machine just like this, only bigger, and 50,000 people died. Hopefully, our boffins have got the problems ironed out. Because I'm going to switch it on right now.
No, Andy, don't open your eyes. That's it. Just a pinprick of light over to the left. You see it? Behind your mind. You got it. That's the one. Fine. Now, think it out of the way. No, you can't touch it. You just got to think it.
I can't move it, Dad.
Understand, Andy, your sixth sense has always been there. It's just a point of finding the door. Once you can hold it, you can open it. Once you can open it, you'll understand.
I'm a bit frightened, Mr. Harris.
Don't be. You're nearly there now. We're quite shielded down here. That's why we use this deep cave for training. There won't be many thoughts pouring in. I'll cut you off if it gets too loud, okay? That's it. Fine. Now, you're in control, Andy. You've got it. That's it. Lift the light out of the way.
How can I?
Imagine it's hinged. Flip it out of the way.
I can't.
Try. Flip it out of the way. It's the door to power. It must be open.
I can't move it, Mr. Harris, on it.
You can. That's right. Now, it's moving. Keep trying. You've got it opening.
Mr. Harris, now.
Just swing it open. Control the sound. Control all the mind. Control. Now, Andy, now. Control the sound. You okay now, Andy?
Fantastic.
Yes. It's quite something, isn't it? Bit of a shock at first when you hear people thinking from miles around.
It's all right now. I can control it.
Yes, I know. But it's more important to control yourself, Andy.
Well, how do you mean, Mr. Harris?
A lot of the young ones have been joyriding, giving people shocks by appearing unexpectedly, that sort of thing.
Oh, I won't do that, Mr. Harris.
I know you won't want to, but when you get to the others... Look, Andy, I'm training people, all we blue light men all over the world, the first ones who were taken off in the flying saucers, we're all training as many people as possible for one purpose and one purpose only, to try to beat the aliens. Not because it's fun, not because it's fantastic having a sixth sense, being able to teleport, being invincible, that sort of thing, but to beat the aliens so that...
Good morning, Mr. Harris.
I was talking privately, you shouldn't intrude.
We're very sorry, Mr. Harris. Hello again, Andy.
We all want to welcome you.
Take you with us to the hall.
The hall?
Help you settle in.
Would you like that, Andy?
Look, kids, I think...
Come on, Andy, hold hands. We'll help you.
Teleportation's terrific.
Well, Mr. Harris?
I was in the middle of explaining
to
Andy.
He's trained now.
Your job's finished, Mr. Harris.
We'll show him lots of other things.
Helpful things.
Won't we?
Yes.
You'll be all right with us, Mr. Harris.
We're going to be good boys and girls from now on, aren't we?
Of course we are.
Wait a minute, come back. Oh, my God.
Tom?
Oh, I didn't hear you arrive.
Are you all right?
Yes. The kids have just been here. Took Andy back to the hall with them.
Oh, no, I saw the vanishing trick. Tom, they're getting out of hand. You'll have to do something.
No, they're just kids. They'll get over treating the power like a toy. We need them.
No more adults have come in for training at all, in spite of Brian's efforts.
So the press finally succeeded.
Yes. Turned us into monsters. Tools of the aliens. That's so stupid and short-sighted.
Oh, no, perhaps it wasn't the press at all.
Hmm?
Perhaps we really are monsters.
That's it, sir. Now, full power.
There you are. Didn't blow up after all. Calm down. It's been well tested. I knew there was no danger.
What is it supposed to do?
It's doing it, Meg. Listen. What do you hear?
A buzzing noise.
Apart from that,
nothing.
Exactly. No traffic on the hour exactly, and no Big Ben, thank God. Silence!
Well, what's the point of it?
Pick up the phone, Freddy.
It's there.
Cut off. Silken, switch on the television. Fire in.
Very good, sir. Nothing, sir.
Radio.
Nothing, sir.
And there, gentlemen, you have it. Umbrella.
But what exactly is it doing?
How does it work?
I don't know how the hell it works. I've got no mind for that sort of thing. Something about a lattice work of lasers. But what it does, I don't know. For want of a better word, we're sitting inside an invisible bubble made by this little machine. We're cut off from every kind of communication right across the spectrum. The brain boys reckon that the new power that the aliens have threatened to unleash on us will have to come as some sort of electronic wave, and that this machine should stop it.
How many of these umbrella things are there available?
Well, it's about the best bit of cobbling together the world has ever seen. Thanks to the peace pact and panic, we've got enough machines, large versions of this, to sling around the world capitals and major cities before the 20 weeks is up. Enough to get quite a fair section of the population inside and safe.
You say you've got these machines for the capitals and large cities. Well, what about the rest of the country? What about my constituents, the country towns and villages?
Well, we're getting them together as fast as we can, but...
Won't people panic when they know it's time? Funny things start happening and no protection available in their areas.
But we're not going to tell them. Don't be daft. We can't tell them. There'll be another bloodbath. People fighting to get to the safety of the cities, we can't allow that. This is all absolutely top secret. Umbrella is not to be discussed with public or press. Got that? Each government shall keep it secret. This is World Council ruling. I agreed, and so must you. Let me finish. If Umbrella works, as I say, large sections of the population will be safe. And we can get some sort of training program underway. Perhaps with the help of these six sensor people. If it doesn't work, we've had it anyway. So the first thing is, we've got to find out if it does work.
How do you intend to go about that?
We're going to ask our blue light bloke, Tom Harris, to help us test it.
Just sit back and relax, Donald. It's not going to hurt at all.
Oh, well, all right, Mr. Harris. I feel a bit scary, but I'll have a go. Now, what do I have to do exactly?
I'm going to come into your mind, and together we'll find the light that opens...
Tom!
Hang on a second. All right, sir.
Will you come to the farm?
Well, I was just going to start off a training session. Is it important?
My mind's open. Have a look.
No, since when?
All morning, but it's been building up for the last few weeks. I didn't want to worry you.
I'll come right over. Try to contact Briar.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Donald. I'm going to have to leave you now.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be able to get me a gun.
Well, don't worry. You'll have the power by tonight, and it'll be like seeing for the first time. You'll find it very helpful. I must go now. My wife tells me there's a bit of a problem with the baby.
Oh, I didn't see you.
Talking with our minds.
Oh.
Sorry, I've got to go.
Oh, well, I hope it's nothing serious.
Oh, no. It'll be all right.
Shut the door, Silken.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good to see the back of them all, bunch of old women.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Silken.
Thank you, sir.
Well, do you think we convinced them?
It sounded very plausible, sir.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Where have we gone? Let him in on the truth.
Yes, sir. It is.
Right. Well, you better get it organized. For a start, all people heading for this place in the Midlands stopped and held. Kids as well, all right? At least until after the deadline's up.
Very good, sir. And Tom Harris himself?
Plan still holds. Better send that RM man from the Ministry of Defence to deliver the message. What's his name?
Smith, sir. A.P. Smith.
Yeah, that's the one. Send him. But give him the same cock and bull story we hear of the Cabinet. Meeting with me, testing the umbrella, that sort of thing. Wouldn't do if he got a whiff of what's really going on.
Of course not, sir.
As to the venue...
Well, I thought one of the underground atom shelter places would be perfect.
All right. Take your choice and have it adapted as necessary. Let Smith know which one.
Very good, sir. Anything else?
No, that's enough skullduggery for one day.
Right, I'll get moving on the necessary...
Very good.
...arrangements.
Children.
Yes, sir?
You think I'm doing the right thing?
Well, it's a policy decision by the heads of the World Council, sir.
That doesn't answer the question. You think I'm doing the right thing, lad?
If, as you all seem to believe, the original blue light men and the people they've managed to train, the sixth senses, are the aliens' open sesame to this planet, as it were, well, then you're doing the only thing. The only thing that could possibly save the world, that is.
Thank you, Silken.
Oh, at last. Coming up the path now. Opening the door now. Oh, Tom.
Take it easy.
I'm frightened.
It'll be all right. Why didn't you tell me about it sooner?
But it was just something that would pass. It was only a few moments at first, and then Sam would snap out of it. But it's been longer every day until this morning. And look, he just hasn't snapped out of it at all.
Sam? Hey, baby Sam. Nothing. When did it start?
The day after you opened your mind to the power.
Oh, God. Perhaps it was a mistake. I thought the earlier the better, more protected if he grew up with it. Have you been inside his mind to see where he is?
No, I daren't. He seems happy enough. I thought I'd wait till you arrived.
Okay. Did you manage to get Brian?
Yes. He's finishing off a meeting and then he'll teleport. He won't be more than a few minutes.
Well, I'd better go inside, see what baby Sam's up to. Is he reacting to any outside stimulus at all?
No. No. Watch. Oh!
Nothing. External senses completely blacked out. Eyes that don't see. Ears that don't hear. Pinch him.
Oh, no.
Pinch him! Nothing. No reaction. Oh, what have I done to him?
Control 1 to base unit 12. Control 1 to base unit 12. Earth child approaching too close to mind barrier. Seek and redirect, but do not harm. Repeat, seek and redirect, but do not harm. Over.
I got here as quickly as I could.
It's good to see you, Brian.
And you.
Sal, what's the problem?
Maybe Sam.
Oh, serious?
He's gone for a walk in other people's minds.
How do you mean?
He's closed down his bodies. Sixth sense has taken over. He's gone on walkabout, look. Wave your hand in front of his eyes.
Ooh, no reaction.
Outside stimuli not getting through to him at all.
Oh, what's he doing in there?
He's flitting from mind to mind. He's on an experience binge, travelling at the rate of knots.
Have you been in after him?
Yes, it didn't do any good. It's like a playful pup. Every time I get near to him, or he sensed me approaching, he just jumped off to another mind.
Can't you just leave him in there till he gets bored, or wants to come home, or gets hungry or something?
He won't get bored. There's too many new sensations, and he's too far away to be aware of hunger. Chances are he could get lost. The chances are he could die.
Oh, Sal.
It's absolutely new to me, this complete mind-body separation.
And me. Still, Sam's the first baby who's been given the capacities.
Oh, come on. Do something, the pair of you. Stop blandly discussing it as anyone else.
Sal, we'll do something, but we've got to talk it through. I've got to go in there deep, and I'll need Brian to guide me back. We've got to know between us what we're going to do. This is bigger than the problem of Sam, Sal. When the aliens carry out their threat and the power pours in, every child on Earth has got this coming to them. And we've got to work out an answer.
Admittedly,
delicious. Thought you'd like it. Another cup?
No, thank you.
Ah.
Would you like to tell me?
Tell you?
Yes, Mr. Silkin, tell me.
Ah.
It's always been a pleasure to be invited to office tea by the PM's private secretary, but I do feel after all these years that I can sense when there's more to the occasion than meets the eye.
Well, now you mention it, A.P., there was a little something. The PM informs me that we've a tiny task to perform. Or rather, you have.
Namely?
To set up a meeting between the PM and Tom Harris.
What?
We need his help.
Tom Harris? Mr. Silkin, you wouldn't do this to a fellow civil servant.
It was the Prime Minister's personal request that you should be the one to carry out the task. Go to Wallingbury, collect him.
This man, Harris, is becoming a habit. You do realise I was the one sent to check him after his disappearing trick in space?
Of course I know. I issued the orders and suggested that Harris, wife and child, along with that detective sergeant fellow, Brian Forbes, should be incarcerated safely in the underground atom shelter.
Yes, so you did.
You achieved that object with an aplomb that pleased the PM, hence his request for your further assistance.
You're right. I'm sorry, sir. Like to fill me in on the details?
Certainly.
I'll have that second cup now as well.
Welcome to the hall, Andy.
Hello. Thanks for the invitation.
No, don't walk in here. Fly, Andy, fly.
Only flying allowed here, Andy.
He's frightened.
Don't be frightened.
Oh, I'm not frightened.
No need to talk.
Mouths are finished. An open book, your mind.
He is frightened.
Frightened, Andy.
Stop. Group 9, form. Andy, we're all one now. Open to us.
No!
See? Just one mass mind, see?
Yes! I can see! All jumbled up together. Why? Why do you become one like this?
Strong. We're so strong. Could move a mountain. Shake a house. Just like this.
What are you doing? Stop! It'll fall down!
One mind, the English mind, can fork the world with lightning! See? See, Andy? Gods of the universe, masters of the world, rub clouds together, can make thunder!
Stop it! Stop it, please! Stop!
Don't be frightened, Andy. You'll be one of us now.
Who are we going to take you in? You'll be one of the English group minds.
We're all over the world. Every country now has their own group mind.
Nothing to be frightened of.
We're part of it.
Not frightening.
When we all join together very soon and become one world mind, then we will be a little frightening, Andy. But not to you. You'll be part of it. You can help us kill off the old ones. It will be fun. Very soon now. Very soon.
No. No. No.
Group mind, reform.
I want to go home.
And welcome a new disciple.
Please, let me go home.
Andrew.
Oh.
Andrew.
Sam. Where are you? Sam! It's Daddy! Sam! Sam!
What have we got ourselves into, Tom? It's like Disneyland. God, it's creepy. I can't work it out. The colors are fantastic, as warm, but I'm still getting cold feet.
Sam!
Sam! Sam, where are you? Tom? Tom, pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together. Sorry,
Tom.
Just getting a bit hysterical. I'm all right now.
Well, share the joke. Could do you some light relief.
It just struck me. Did you ever see Peter Pan when you were a kid?
No, I can't say I did.
Are you in the Tinkerbell?
Yeah, a little fairy, isn't it?
That's the one. The one the kids finally say, well, she's just a light, a little pulsating light, flitting around, completely disembodied. I hear you talking somewhere inside me, in some part of me, who knows how. I hear you talking, and I hear the voice of you, Brian, 6 foot of detective. And I immediately picture what you look like. I look through this multicolored gossamer wonderland we're in, Lord knows where, and I see you're the same as me, just a tiny spark of light flitting round, changing color from white to red to blue to green. Two Tinkerbells adrift in the back of a baby's mind. The essence of you and me is that small. But I go on hearing and imagining 6 foot of detective. I see you, Brian.
What? I thought. It's him. Sam, get over that way. But the thought trail goes straight ahead.
He must have cut back at himself. I'll go that way. Stay here. If need be, you can guide me back.
Okay.
Coming, Sam. I'm coming, Sam. Stay where you are. I'm coming. Daddy's coming.
All in the rate. All in the rate. Tickets, please. All tickets to be shown, please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just through the door, sir. Other side of the forecourt.
Many thanks, Collector. You're a credit to your calling.
He's arrived.
And he's at the station. Taxi.
Won't take him.
Make him.
Hurt him.
Nip his mind.
No. Wait. It's all right. Offered big tip. Accepted.
Oh, getting in. Mind a jumble.
Driver will take him as far as the crossroads. Frightened. I see him stationed.
Driver greedy.
Easy ball.
Not nice.
Deserves to be hurt.
We'll freeze him. At the crossroads. 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 To the crossroads. Fly. 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 Fly.
Very civil of you, driver. Very civil of you, Mr.
Smith, AP. An innocuous little name, but enough to mark me out.
You sure your expenses will run to it, Mr. Smith?
No problem, driver. I don't suppose the country will miss the price of a new tank. It's all in a good cause.
Pardon?
I said I don't suppose I could interest you in extending your jaunt, driver. Countryside looking so pretty.
Oh, sorry, the crossroads is it. I feel a bit wary going that far, to be honest. But Christmas is coming, and a big tip's a big tip.
Yes, I suppose it will be. Tell me, driver, how are the villagers up there taking the goings on? Taking it in their stride, are they?
Oh, well, hard to work out, really. Don't see much of them nowadays. I think they've all been trained in this thing, but can't be sure. Yeah, kids certainly are. Hardly dare look at them.
How do you mean?
Well, if they see you watching them, nasty. They turn and stare. Dead cold. Like they see right inside you. You see what I mean? Creepy.
Doesn't sound exactly... Oh, my God! What on earth? Ah, presumably that's the crossroads ahead. Surprise, surprise. Reception committee waiting. 15 or 20 of them, would you say, driver? Average age 16, perhaps? They are a rather scary bunch, aren't they? And all looking this way. Creepy, personified. Your adjective is aptly clarified. Well, I suppose you want to be paid. Driver? Driver?
I've got the driver's mind.
Good.
Hold him steady.
Smith's putting on a calm face.
Not frightened enough.
Make him frightened.
Hurt him.
No. Lift the taxi. Lift the taxi. Float it to it. One mind. One mind.
Lift.
Lift.
Good God, what's happening? I don't believe it. The wheels are off the ground. We're being floated forward. Fantastic. It would appear our presence is required at the crossroads. Oh, good heavens. Well, here goes, AP. Afternoon, gentlemen. Madam. Lovely day for flying. Yes, lovely day. Who'd think on a day as lovely as today my driver would end up frozen? Still, we live in a wondrous age. Yes, wondrous age. And I face, presumably, a fine example of its wonders. Silent majority. 5, 10, 15. Yes, 15 exactly. 6 senses to a man? Or to a boy, should I say? I'm trying to put all my thoughts in the open. I know I can't keep any dark secrets, and I can sense you all nibbling away in the shady recesses at the back there. You must forgive it, in my mind, for its rather old-fashioned reaction to your present demeanour. After all, it shouldn't really be surprised. Fiction becomes fact too often these days to require comment. It only remains to discover which piece of fiction you've escaped from.
We are our own masters,
not puppets.
Oh, you can speak. How nice. Your own masters. Invisible strings tie up our lives, unseen until he pulls. But who is he? Only time will tell.
We are our own masters.
I hope for your own sake and the world's you're right. You know who I am, of course.
Smith, A.P., an innocuous little person, but enough to mark you out.
Trick Harris before the aliens released his full powers.
Jailed him, underground Adam shelter.
Returned to shoot him. Failed. Now here to request his assistance.
Very good. You are clever.
Don't push too far. You might get nipped.
You're surprised by our uninvited reading of your mind. Harris and the other oldies are more genteel than we are. Different generation. The wrong attitude, but for a little while longer, quite harmless.
Oh, do factions appear? Harris and the oldies versus we, knowledgeable youth?
We are simply realists.
We read for a purpose. We wish to know in advance your plots and plans.
Plots and plans, indeed. Sounds not unlike Chinese kitchenware. Not a smile between them. The plight of the next generation of English comedians is not to be envied.
The destruction of mankind is not a laughing matter, Smith. And your government's efforts to blind people to the realities of the situation and of the need to take our training have been all too successful. But there's a high price in suffering the world must soon pay. We young ones worldwide will see to that. You've succeeded in making us media monsters.
Whereas in reality, you're just clean-living, upstanding, normal super monsters.
Oh, God!
I warned you. Enough. Smith, the driver has now been conditioned. He'll drive you to the village. Deliver your message to Mr. Harris and leave. Get in the taxi. Next time, step carefully. We're sensitive as well as powerful. Engine. Off you go.
Damn. How many countries have you reported in so far?
All of them, sir.
Same thing everywhere?
Yes, Prime Minister. The file doors left open, secret plans scattered about, officers left as disheveled as a child's playroom, and nobody ever caught doing it. No alarms triggered, no locks forced, just doors left open. Security worldwide is in a state of chaos.
Yes, but our project...
Oh, that should still be secure. After all, ours is locked inside umbrella.
Good. What's the RM section make of all these goings-on? Sounds like their territory to me.
Well, they say, hopefully, sixth sense activity rather than alien. They think they may be testing their new capacities on various large projects. The Tower of Pisa being a prime example.
Strangely, that showed a sense of humour, if nothing else. It's almost like childish practical jokes, Silken. One's so serious, it'd be funny. Well, what does the section reckon we should do about it?
Well, they're hoping their man Smith might throw some light on their overall plan, sir. If they have such a thing, that is.
Well, let's hope so. Now, let's get down to business.
Sir.
Have the security boys rigged up our little underground surprise for Harris yet?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. And Silken...
Sir?
Make sure the whole of RM section's kept in the dark about this project.
Oh, yes.
We don't want Smith getting any inkling at all about what's going on. And also, the soldier who's to press the button when Smith, Harris, and Corps are in there hasn't got to know why. All right?
Sir.
Tell him it's the conference room ventilator or conversation scrambler, whatever.
Very good, sir.
Right. That's your lot.
One thing, Prime Minister. What happens if Harris refuses to meet you?
Silken, I had hoped that our close cooperation on this venture might have changed your nature slightly. But Silken, the reality is, you'll go through life being a number one wet blanket.
Sorry, sir.
We'll work on the assumption he will. If he doesn't, we'll have another think. All right?
Very good, sir.
Now, Sal, don't go giving your mum a fright again.
Any thoughts, Brian? No.
don't get it at all. Strange.
Me neither. He'd obviously been sent back. I mean, the command's there as clear as anything. Keep away. But it's not Sixth Sense pattern. It's something else entirely.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I'd understand it better if it was one of our lot. I mean, if he'd poked into a mind that knew he was there and they chased him off home, that would be easy to accept. But, oh, this is something different again.
Well, we've got to find whether it's special to Sam's mind or if there's another deeper pathway for us all to explore. Look, I'll link into the Blue Light Network later, see if anything's been seen internationally.
Okay. You know, Tom, I know this is going to sound crazy, but the pictures Sam's seeing, the memories he's carrying, it's as if he'd stumbled accidentally into, well, not Sam's stuff, but paradise. And the message that comes over loud and clear is, keep away, you're too early.
So, I'm getting the same feeling. I went deeper and deeper and sensed a paradise beyond. The question is, Sal, is it an alien paradise? A heavenly paradise, or just a bit of Sam's make-believe?
Donald's coming up the drive.
Oh, yeah, shouting away like mad.
He still doesn't believe man talking works, so he compensates by booming.
And, surprise, surprise, our old mate and enemy, A.P. Smith, here on a visit. Put the kettle on, Sal. We don't need the Sixth Sense to know that he'll be dying for a cup of tea.
Delicious. And my obligatory two lumps? I must say, this letting people look round the inside of one's head certainly cuts a lot of waffle. I open up and in you go. You know the most minute details of my mission. You see the Prime Minister's request, see there's no chicanery, make your decisions, and Bob's your uncle. Of course, be a danger of honesty becoming fashionable again is very worrying. Still, that's progress. I must say, I wasn't expecting euphoria, but the government's request for your assistance does seem to be quite reasonable. The only other possible line of defence, if this alien threat does come to pass, is Umbrella. So I think it would be best if you did come and test it, and if it doesn't work, give the boffins time to think again. Though there's dashed little time left for thinking. Is anybody there?
Sorry, we're not being negative. We're just talking it through between ourselves.
Oh, I do keep forgetting.
As well as deciding what to do about the kids. We're sorry you were treated so badly by them.
Yes,
we ought to call a meeting of the whole community and get this sorted out once and for all.
Well, we're supposed to be keeping a low profile so as not to stir up any more adverse publicity. And instead, the village is getting a reputation like a Hammer horror film. You'll have to do something,
Sam. Look, if you'd like to go back to talking privately, I quite understand. I'll just munch on through the biscuits till a decision is reached.
Thanks.
It really hurt him, Tom.
I know. The trouble is, how do you punish them? How do you keep them in hand?
I could understand it at first. A joyrides, frolics, giving airline pilot shocks, that sort of thing. Okay, we're older and toned it down, but I know the feeling when you gave me the power. Wow, I felt like a king.
But the kids don't feel like kings. They feel like gods.
I know.
And they're starting to act the part.
There's another thing that really upsets me. It turns out the kids are interfering with the work of the local coppers. Always young offenders. Anyone 20 or under, they offer to train them. Not to help combat the alien invasion, but so they need never fear the police again. And the police, of course, think it's our policy.
And so do the public.
If the kids pick up mind messages without being called, they must be keeping a watch on the police.
Not only the police. They don't mind pushing into anyone's head just for the hell of it. They're having a ball at the expense of our reputation.
What can I do? I can't suddenly set myself up as judge, jury and public conscience. That's not my responsibility.
You're the leader.
Are you sure, Sal? Sal, I have no magic solution to make them do what we think is right. People are good, bad, and indifferent. That's human nature. Having another sense doesn't make them any more sensible. Look, Brian, the future of the whole world depends on these kids as much as on us.
Then God help the world.
You do have a responsibility to at least talk to them. To at least tell them that they're doing wrong. Make them see it. But they look up to you. They'll listen.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to them. We'll call a meeting. Let's get it out in the open.
And the Prime Minister?
I'll give what help I can. We'll take baby Sam along to protect us.
Okay.
You look after things here?
Sure.
Settled then. Meeting first, then see the Prime Minister. Right. Let's give AP the good news. Mr. Smith?
Ah, you're back. How nice.
They've decided. A meeting.
All the villagers.
Together. Perfect. Shall we do it then? Soon.
Tonight?
No. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Kill them tomorrow.
Kill.
All
the oldies.
Not Harris. Everybody else.
While he's away.
Yes. Open minds for a vote. Decided. One abstain. Anti-plan.
Oh.
Andy.
Burn.
Oh, dear.
Agree.
Andy agrees. It's unanimous.
Unanimous.
Come. Sylvian. Hughes?
Is umbrella switched on, sir?
Hmm? Well, good thinking. Right, Sylvian, what is it?
Harris has agreed to come and confer. He's bringing his wife and son.
Good. Transport laid on?
Apparently, he's making his own arrangements. RM have had to send a helicopter to lift Smith out of Wallingbury. Mm. Some local transport problem. And he's flying direct to the defence establishment, so he's there to greet Harris and family when they arrive.
Good thinking. Everything geared up in the way of equipment?
Yes, sir. All set to be triggered as soon as they're inside.
The personnel who set it up?
They've all been transferred to different units.
Fine. How is this training place at Allingbury?
The troops will go in as soon as Harris is known to be clear, sir. Small groups. No unit will be aware why they're setting up the equipment in the particular pattern chosen.
Good. The question is, will it work, Silkin? Will it work?
Right, yes, well, you all know why we're here, and thanks all for coming. The villagers, converts, children. I suggest we speak so we don't get confused with who's thinking out loud at any particular moment.
There's only one voice this side. We are of one mind. It's been agreed I speak for all.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, then, Andy, open to us so we can read your thinking.
No.
Andy. It's me you're talking to. It's only days since I taught you how to do this. Then why are you acting like this?
Don't let's personalise. For the purpose of this exercise, I'm voice, not Andy. Time is too short for such banality.
Why have you all grown so cold, so distant? You stand there now apart from the rest of us. Why? We're all the same, but you're dividing us. Your mind's meshed, a wall between us.
We're all in this together. We're all facing the same future with the same uncertainties.
There is no uncertainty. All has been agreed.
I'd like to explain that, Andy.
Voice.
Very well, then. Would you like to explain that, voice?
Thank you. We know what must be done. We know you old ones are simply fodder for the aliens. We know your minds are weak and dangerous. We are one, invulnerable. You are individual and therefore vulnerable. What you think of as your newfound strength is in our terms a nothing. You live by yesterday's code, and sadly are considered too old to change. We accept that privacy and individual freedom are dead forever. We are now, when necessary, one mind, one group mind. We are in communion with equivalent group minds throughout the world. When merged, we create a totality so powerful that we could, without moving, change the course of the moon or decide and implement a universal policy for the world. This we intend to do as soon as we have dealt with the aliens. You think in your antiquated individuality that you are powerful, yet you are unknowingly the Achilles heel of our threatened world and must therefore be dis... Who's there is? Be careful! They're going to...
Yes, Andy. What the hell is it? I think I could fall in. God, look at Andy's face.
He's doing something to his mind. Try to break through, Tom.
He's in agony, but no sound. I can't get through. There's a solid wall of pain.
God, they've killed him.
No. Except he cried life. Help him. You idiot. Why did you do such a monstrous thing? Come on, son. Try standing up.
He's not armed. Merely punished. He was about to speak beyond the limitations set by group mind. Personality nearly broke through. We all know it's hard to control, and will be for some time yet. It creeps in uninvited, but we're learning. Punishment procedures have been agreed from our inception at Elf. Tenth is the mind.
You sadistical brainwashed bastard!
It's been decided we shall not punish you this time, Mr. Harris. You and all the other so-called blue light men are to be treated with respect. But please, don't test our patience too far.
to continue.
Oh, no. We've had enough. Don't you see what's happening?
Well, letting yourself be dehumanized, that's not what it's about.
It's a gift to enhance mankind, free the individual from his blindness.
You're debasing that gift. It's a talent for progress and self-discovery.
You're turning it into a tool for monsters. You must see what you're doing is madness.
And you, Mr. Harris?
Your face glistens with fear at this threat to your power.
The alien's plan is under attack.
Look at yourself.
Don't you realize why you're reacting this way?
Don't you realize it's you who's been conditioned?
The government is right.
You and all these other individual sixth senses you created are the real threat to mankind.
Well, must be protected from you.
Mr. Harris, you've enjoyed your moment of glory. Pseudo-beneficiary of the mindless mask. In reality, alien tool. You've sucked in their implanted story and swallowed it down without a murmur, without a question.
I'm right. I'm right. Open your minds.
You've carried out your instructions to the best of your ability. You've tried making a bed for the aliens to walk in and lie down on.
You've tried very hard to be Judas to a whole world.
The moment of truth is now.
You have failed. Their plan has failed. And you'll be left alive to pass the message on.
Your mind full of doubt? Turmoil?
Can it be true what is being said? How can I prove it's false?
Round and round it races. Rest easy, Mr. Harris. It's true.
But the answer is unimportant. You've failed.
That's all that matters. The alien's plan has failed.
We're leaving tomorrow. Our mind groups worldwide have decided, rather than wait for the aliens to arrive, as they anticipate, to a comfortably prepared world and a manipulative workforce. We shall search them out in space.
They've made us too efficient. A bad mistake.
We shall let them know in their own world, wherever that may be. The price that must be paid for underestimating mankind.
The secret policies and plans of all governments regarding you, individual sixth senses, and the outside alien threat, we have systematically surveyed and approved. If our efforts in the stars for some unforeseen reason failed and the aliens get through, the protection already developed by existing world governments will suffice to ward them off until more adequate facilities are developed.
And as we mind groups in all countries shall attend to you, the individual sixth sense address before we leave, the world should be safe. We journey to explore and revenge.
We shall not return until the alien threat is eradicated. And when we return, we rule.
We rule. We rule. We rule. We rule. We rule. We rule. We rule. We rule.
Tom?
Best leave him be, Sal. He's had a rough ride.
But I've never seen him so slumped, so tired looking.
He'll be all right. Just let him sit and think it through.
You're probably right. I'll go and see if Sam's gone to sleep. Put a few things together for tomorrow morning. I think you better pour us all a drink. We need it. I'll be back in a sec. Okay?
Okay.
Do you think that we're all really...
No more questions, Tally. We've all got a lot of thinking to do.
Here you are, Tom. Drink this. Scotch. Do you good. Do you want to talk it through? I'm sorry to give you such a rough time. You know, if it's any consolation, I'm sure they're wrong. They'll be gone tomorrow. We can go back to teaching anyone who's still in...
No more teaching.
Perhaps you're right. Just in case.
You know what frightens me most in all this nightmare? What frightens me most? The fact that they could be right. The kids could so easily be right. And whether right or wrong, a monster's been created that'll never die. Blue light men, they called us. Sounds almost romantic. Blue light men. Taken away by aliens, taught a few tricks, sent back a few days later, messenger boys to a threatened world. The press loved it. Governments hated it and rejected the message we messenger boys brought. With the enthusiasm of that we taught, we messenger boys taught. No deviation, no... Oh, why was I so blind? Why didn't I question? Only now, too late, I see the reality. The white men arrived in their longboats, beached on hot white sands, took a few natives aboard, gave out their trinkets, mirrors, beads, axes, the ability to make instant fire, wampum, the worthless knick-knacks of an alien culture. Those few natives went home to unbelieving tribes, showed their toys to wide-eyed, awestruck villagers, and were then believed. The villagers knew these few had indeed mixed with magic men, walked and talked with white gods from an unknown land. They treated them with awe, those few. Believed their every utterance, accepted unquestioningly their message. What they didn't know was the high price they would finally have to pay in death, disease, slavery. A syphilis of new belief would eat away their homegrown gods and leave a husk to be filled with white man's ways. A whole way of life was to be the price. Nobody questioned. They simply took the white man's toys and played, not knowing there was a price to pay. Where are they now? The simple souls of yesterday who believed what they believed and were happy in their ignorance. Where are they now? Where are their gods? Where is their laughter? Gone forever. And bought so cheap. Sucked in, chewed up, and finally, fit for our version of civilization, sicked up into a pool called acceptable, integrated. Progress is a wonderful thing, Bri. A world full of plastic look-alike people taught from childhood to conform. Everybody to be given the benefits so no one suffers the deprivation of native simplicity. A world of same. Bought with missionary baubles. The little tricks I was given to take back to my tribe is nothing but galactic wampum. I accepted it unquestioning. And now we'll pay the price. With the box of tricks, I've struck a spark that will burn the world we know away forever, and there is no way of putting out the flame. They'll suck us in, chew us up, and spit us out. Acceptable. Use us. Abuse us. Teach us new ways of living, of dying. Force on us their beliefs, their traditions. Teach we children to conform. And finally, in some far distant day, we will be integrated into the galaxy. Brian, I've helped murder a world. How can I live with that? How can I possibly live with that? They spoke the truth. I am a Judas. And now I have to go and help my government, who don't realize I've already sold their world for 30 worthless pieces.
Want to come into the guardhouse, sir? Warm yourself up a bit.
No, thank you, guard. I'll piss on.
Well, shouldn't they be here by now?
Yes.
Oh, HQ's on every couple of minutes, getting a bit aggravated. How are they coming, by the way? They don't seem to know at HQ.
Pardon?
How are they coming? Car?
I don't know. Probably just drop in unexpectedly.
Ah.
I'll piss on.
Well, how do you mean, drop in? What, helicopter or what?
I'll come in.
Oh, good. I'll open up. Gets a bit lonely in here. No one to talk to. Sorry, it's so cramped. I threw this inner perimeter fence thing and a second guardhouse up in a sort of hurry. So they tell me.
So they tell you? Aren't you a regular here?
No, I drafted in late last night. Oh, like a peppermint, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, all the troops on guard round here are fresh from battalion. Yeah, blokes on the main gate and fence, that is. And over there by the concrete blockhouse, you see them?
Yep.
Yeah, that lot there in the far woods making a terrible mess of camouflage and their equipment. Some other mob. A useless bunch as well. Ah, Sergeant, I'd never let them get away with such a shoddy job. Have their guts for garters. I mean, look. You can see the nose of that tank with your eyes half shut.
Yeah. Does seem rather bristling, considering the peaceful nature of the visit.
Well, keep it to yourself, but I do hear the PM's going to be arriving later when you lot have got into that underground place. Ah, still suppose you know that, don't you? Government and all.
Well, I wouldn't...
There's the menu.
There's the venue. Are you receiving me? Over.
Here we go again. Venue to base, receiving you loud and clear. Over.
Any sign of subject one? Over.
Oh, no, they're bleeding, isn't it? If I've told you once, I've told you 100 times. I'll call you when he gets here. Over and out. Oh, work, work, work. Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. He is. He's with me now.
It's for you, Mr. Smith. RM section head, or something. Is that your boss?
Ah, oh, yes. Must think there's a kettle in here, as I... Huh? Would you excuse me, Gov?
Sorry.
Thank you. Yes, speaking. You're putting me through. Good. Geoffrey, how nice. How's Marge and the children? Of course you didn't. It just seemed uncivil not to ask. How did you find me in this little... Oh, I see. Oh, what can I do for you, Geoffrey? Oh, no, not yet. Well, he didn't say a time. No, I think the idea is that we go in first, make ourselves at home, and PM and representatives arrive post-haste when they know we're safely ensconced. Oh, yes, I know these shelters very well indeed. Very underground and very comfy. What exactly do you mean, Geoffrey? Surely if anything was going on, they'd have told us. Oh, now, that's rather interesting. The place is rather a bristle. How do you hear? Oh. I see. Now, he should be nameless. Well, I can't see what I can do about it, apart from going so far as to refuse to go underground with them. No, of course I can't. Very well, Geoffrey. Look after myself. Geoffrey, that sounds depressingly ominous. Oh, by the way, if anything terrible happens, you can have my China tea set from the flat. Yes, I will.
Civilian parties arrived, Cop.
All right, lad, I'll tell the gent.
Oh, they've... Thank you, sir. They've just arrived. I must leave. Bye-bye.
Harris family are arriving at the venue, sir.
Thank God for that. I was starting to think the whole plan would crumble. How long ago?
About 2 or 3 minutes. They've just set off across the compound to the lift.
Ah, good. Everyone there know their individual jobs?
Yes, sir. But not why.
Right.
And the troops are now on the move and ready to surround Orlingbury.
How long before they arrive at their final positions?
20 minutes maximum, Prime Minister.
By which time, Harris and family should be well taken care of. Right. Keep your fingers crossed, Hogan. Keep me posted.
Certainly. Oh, by the way, the head of RM section's been on, panicking about his man Smith. He's somehow got wind something's on, sir.
They're too late to do anything about that. You just have to lump it. Better fob him up with something.
I did, sir. Told him we'd see him tomorrow AM and have a chat. I'll cancel the appointment first thing.
Good lad.
Thank you, sir.
Right, back to your hotline, Silky. Keep me informed on the progress.
The soldiers are on the move, heading this way, heading for the village.
How long? 17 minutes.
Soldiers. 5 units.
When do we attack?
Not yet. Wait till they're positioned.
Soon. Very soon.
Take over their mine. Freeze all troops.
Yes,
yes, yes. Then into the village. Yes, 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 yes.
Death to the individual sixth senses.
Death to the oldies.
Death to the aliens helpers.
Death to the aliens helpers. Death to the aliens helpers.
It's just over here, sir.
Sergeant, please, the baby's asleep.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah, well, let me do that for you, sir.
It's all right, Sergeant. My palm print opens all the underground shelter lifts right across the country. I occasionally have to... Oh, it doesn't seem to work.
No, sir. Special. I'll do that for you, sir. I think my palm print and the commanders are about the only two that operate this particular one.
Since when?
Well, I was brought in late last night, sir, when the original lot were about to be moved on.
The original lot?
Yes, well, if you'd like to go in, Mr. and Mrs. Harris, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Harris, I know you're not feeling terribly talkative at the moment, but it might be rather important you have a glance through this gentleman's mind.
No.
Look, I strongly recommend you do. My head of department rang me less than 5 minutes ago and told me there's something terribly fishy going on and that he's been kept in the dark about it. He's also checked with ministerial transport and discovered that no arrangements have been made to bring the Prime Minister or any of his staff to this establishment at any time today. The Sergeant might have some helpful information.
Would you kindly get into the lift, sir? I've got to report in.
A minute, Sergeant.
It could be a trap.
It's all right, Mr. Smith. I've read him. He doesn't know anything. All he has to do is report when the indicator shows we've reached the bottom of the shaft and got out. Oh, and that the lift returned empty. That's right, isn't it, Sergeant?
I miss? Oh, that's damn clever. How'd you know that?
What about...
I've read everybody within range. Nobody, including you, knows what's going on, from majors down to squaddies. It looks as though it's all right. There's no danger, no threat apparent.
Oh, you're the expert, Mrs. Harris, but I have the strangest of feelings about this whole venture. Right, Sergeant. Can we close the lift doors?
Sir.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, lift.
Well, here we are, nicely packed together. I suppose as I'm the nearest, I should be the one to press the button to descend. Yes, that's what I should do, press the button. Just one button provided. Just asking to be pressed. That's what I should press, that one button.
It's all right, Mr. Smith. I've looked. Nothing out of the ordinary. Contactors, wiring, straight to a lift panel. Nothing to worry about at all.
Oh, how pleasant. Better press on, then. Here goes.
Yes, sir, this second. I brought the lift straight up again, sir, as instructed, and it was empty. Pardon, sir? A panel? No, I didn't see... Oh, I see, sir, right by the phone here. Yes. Open it up? Oh, just a tick, sir. Got it. Bit of a beggar, if you don't mind my saying so, sir. A beggar, sir. Yes, I can, sir. The one marked vent. You switch it to the on position and leave it on no matter what. Certainly, sir. No problem at all.
Hello, base control. Well, we're just on the outskirts of Aldingbury now, approaching our final position. No problem, except there's kids hovering in every lane we turn down. Hordes of them.
Red patrol, when you reach your destination... wait or switch on signal. You're being synchronized.
Red patrol to base. Message received. Hang on, base. We're just turning into final position area. Stopping. Would you bleeding Coco? More kicks. Hang on, base. I'll just...
Hello, Red patrol. Hello. Oh, this is base. Are you receiving me? Red Patrol, this is base. Are you receiving me? Over.
Soldiers frozen, immobile minds.
Wide eyes stare.
They look very silly.
Leave them. There's work to do.
Hello, Brian.
What? Oh, you made me jump. Where did you all appear from? I thought I'd catch up with some gardening while Tom's away. Well, you're looking very much like a deputation spread around the garden fence like that. What can I do for you? Why are you all looking at me like that?
We decided to start with you because you're the strongest, Brian.
Start with me? What are you talking about?
The soldiers are going to surround the village with a thing called Umbrella. Keep us all in.
We've taken their minds over for a little while. Stop them. Why don't we do what we have to do, Brian? Then we're going to go out and make them switch off.
What you have to do? I don't understand.
Before we go to the stars, Brian.
We're going to the stars, Brian.
It's easy, Brian. All the mine groups all over the world are going. It's dead easy.
No suits or ships or anything. Just mines.
Each to a different sector.
We're all going hunting, Brian. We're going hunting aliens. We're going to teach them a lesson.
After we do what we have to do.
And what have you to do before you go and teach the aliens a lesson?
We have to kill you, Brian. Sorry. We have to kill you. We have to kill all the six senses who don't belong to a mind group.
So the aliens can't use you.
You can't kill me. You know that. I'm invincible, like every six sensor.
Only your body's invincible, Brian. Only your body. Your mind is wide open to us and defenseless to a group mind. We checked this morning on Andy's mind. He's dead now.
You, what, you bastard.
And your mind, a soft, ripe peach facing a red-hot poker, Brian.
We're going to burn it out, Brian, your mind.
You're going to burn it out.
Sorry, Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
Emergency. Emergency. Control 1 to all units. Disband alien threat syndrome. Disband alien threat syndrome. Return to base immediate. Repeat, return to base immediate. Mind groups are about to leave Earth on hunt and destroy missions. You are vulnerable. Control 1 to all units. Return to base immediate.
You have no right to organize this without consultation.
It had to be done secretly, can't you see that?
I can only see that you've jeopardized a good working relationship by your high-handedness.
Oh. Not to mention putting the whole country to risk by the amazing way you've messed it up.
Order!
Thanks, Brent. I had called you together to tell you the operation was a success, and our plan had worked, and you arrived just as it turned into a major cock-up.
What exactly was the plan?
Quite simple, really. Umbrella cuts off all possible communication by throwing up an impenetrable bubble around a specific zone. Our plan was to have two of these things. One would cut off the six senses, and the other would encompass all the soldiers watching them, creating an umbrella sandwich. Well, it worked for the Harris family. We got them held safe and tight. But all Ingbury's gone very wrong. Very wrong indeed. They kept information to a minimum, but the plan was still blown. And now, half the British armies end up frozen dumb in some bloody field.
Sir, it's all right, sir. It's all right. Isn't that absolutely wonderful?
For God's sake, Silkin, calm down and show a bit of respect.
But it's worked, sir. The plan has worked. The soldiers came out of their trance. No one, as far as we can see, has even left the village. And the double umbrella's been switched on. The machinery is protected and all the six senses are trapped.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, Sal, I have never felt so happy in my life. Do you think you could manage a peck to welcome me back to the land of the living?
Much more.
Oh, I've never seen such a show of juvenility in all my life. A moment as potentially portentous as this, and you two end up cuddling. It's ridiculous.
Oh, but don't you see, Smith? We are prisoners. Isn't that marvellous?
Prisoners? Marvellous? What's marvellous about being a prisoner? Anyway, you're a sixth sensor. Walk through walls and all that business. You have us out in a jiff. Come on, Mr. Harris. Get up.
Not out of this one, Mr. Smith. It turns out that we're not that superior after all. Surround us with a latticework of lasers, and that's us neutralized. It's fantastic. For the first time in weeks, I'm not battling to keep other people's thoughts out of my head. I'm not receiving a thing apart from in this room.
I can't wonder why I felt so good. You're right, Tom. It makes a nice change not to have to work it, not overhearing all the time.
God. But how long will we be kept here for?
Until the deadline is passed in 2 weeks' time, I imagine. When we should have been needed by the aliens who can't get to us, or by the government who can. So sit back and enjoy yourself, Mr. Smith. You've got at least 2 weeks to go before you see real sunshine again.
Shut the windows, Hilton.
It's just unbelievable, sir. You can actually hear them celebrating in Trafalgar Square.
Aye, London's gone mad, all right. Never seen out like it since we won the World Cup.
Do you really think it's true? The aliens are not coming.
Looks that way. 3 days past deadline day and nothing.
But how can we be sure the threat has passed for good?
We live in a wonder's age, Hilton. The Boffins have really pulled the stops out this time. They've been over space with a fine-tooth comb, satellite checks, observatory probes, the lot. The universe is clear, Hilton. There's no alien threat within light years of us. They've gone away, changed their plans. Oh, our plan worked.
Yes, sir.
Either way, the world's now free to go back to its former stupidities without outside interference.
Do you think it will, sir?
No. I think we've all learned a lesson, Sinkin. Leastways, for the world's sake, I hope we have. Perhaps that's what the aliens planned all along.
What about the sixth census, sir? Aren't they going to overreact to being cooped up all this time?
We'll switch off the umbrella at the underground place today. Have a chat with Tom Harris, then send him off to Allingbury to explain to the other six senses why we did what we did.
I think they'll understand. Smith can go along to keep us informed on their reaction. Set it up, Silkin. We'll go and see them after the final coalition cabinet meeting today.
The final meeting, sir?
Yes, final meeting, Silkin. I'm going to give them all a glass of champagne to celebrate, you included.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And then I'm going to tell all those namby-pambies exactly what I think of them. What I think of their chances in the election I'm going to call immediately to finally get those overblown, conceited, opinionated, flummy old women out of my hair for good.
Is it okay, Colonel?
My orders are to let you and Mr. Smith do exactly what you think best, sir.
Right. We'll go into the village then.
Tom?
I know, sir.
There's nothing coming out at all. Not one mind broadcasting. It's a stillness day.
Perhaps they all went away before Umbrella switched on.
Tom, I think I can sense. I think I know.
It. Stay here, Sal. I shan't be long, Colonel.
Very good, sir.
Come on, Eppie.
I want to come with you.
Look, it may be best that you don't, Mrs. Harris. It doesn't feel right, even to me.
He's right, Sal. It's best you stay here. Tending your flowers, were you? Did they hurt you much? Did they look at you while they killed you? While they burned out your mind? Did they look at you with those innocent young eyes of theirs? Wide, warm, and deadly. Oh.
Sorry, Tom. Very, very sorry.
What if I'd known, Brian? I'd never have thought you. Believe me, if I'd known. Well, you're not alone. Everybody else is with you. The whole village. I promise the kids will never hurt you again. They've gone. Gone for good, I think. Where have you gone, Brian? Where have you gone? Oh.
Come along, Mr. Harris. There's nothing you can do.
They're finished. That was the last of them. They cleared the village. AP supervised it all, wouldn't let anyone help. I think we should move on.
Yes. Look, we'll stay here for tonight. The army padre said he'll hold a service tomorrow in the village church. Just you, me, and him. We're going to keep the press out for the time being.
Are you all right now?
I'm fine now. Oh, Brian shook me up most. Looked as though he put up a big fight. There was so much pain written on his face.
Why didn't the aliens carry out their threat?
Oh, God knows. Perhaps the kids were right. Perhaps they intended to use sixth senses. Not enough of us left, so the plan's cancelled. We'll never know for sure.
Do you think they were right to murder?
No. I just feel guilty. Monstrous creeds breed monstrous deeds.
Where do you think they've gone?
Off to the stars. Alien hunting. Oh, no more teaching, Sal.
No more teaching, Tom. Yeah. Sam, what's the matter with you? Mummy and Daddy want to talk, all right? There's a good boy. Oh, I feel drained, Tom. Absolutely drained. These last 20 weeks have been...
Well, yes, they've been exhausting, Sam. And what a horrific finale. Nobody left to open our minds to. All dead. You and me, sole survivors in England.
Daddy... Our men said you can come in now.
The door is open.
Tom.
Red cell.
Daddy, the man said you can come in now. The door is open.
God, he's too young. He's never put three words together in his life before. He's too young. Oh, my God, I'm frightened. He's really a baby.
I know that, Sal. I'm just as frightened. Sam, what men said this?
The nice men, Daddy. Behind my head. The secret place. They took keep our way down. The door is open, Daddy. The men are waiting. The nice alien men. They are waiting.
Tom. What does it mean?
It means the kids won't find the aliens out in space. They're already here.
Control 1 to all units. Final phase 7 reveal is about to take place. Mind barriers have now been removed. Repeat, mind barriers have now been removed. All units may return to normal duties. Control will now deal direct with blue light representatives worldwide. Congratulations, all units, on successful operation. Planned integration of Earth into our control system is now guaranteed.
James Lawrenson and Hannah Gordon played Tom and Sally Harris in The Silent Scream by Wally K. Daly. A.P. Smith, Donald Hewlett, Prime Minister, Colin Douglas, Silkin, Peter Wickham, Brian Forbes, Eric Allen, Andy and Sam, Elizabeth Lindsay. First boy, Andrew Branch, girl, Alison Draper, second boy, Tim Bentinck, third boy, Susan Sheridan, police constable and sergeant, Gregory DePaulnay, Cabinet Minister and Second Lieutenant Philip Voss, Gloria Devine, Brenda Kay, Opposition MP and Ticket Collector Peter Williams, Villager and Taxi Driver Philip Sully, and Alien Controller Manning Wilson. The Silent Scream was directed by Martin Jenkins.
Planned integration of Earth into our control system is now guaranteed.